are over 1,000 children waiting for ENT surgery in Northern Ireland. That's ear, nose and throat, isn't it? With the longest waiting time for surgery, 2 years. The Belfast Trust says a total of 1,185 children are currently on the list, and they're blaming demand outstretching capacity to provide treatment. Belfast mother of two, Michelle Irwin, contacted The Nolan Show about her four-year-old son, Mason. She says he has been continually ill with tonsillitis for years and has been waiting for an operation for a year and a half. She says it's got to the stage where it's affecting his school and his sleep, with antibiotics a common thing now in her home.
About 6 months old, we started noticing his tonsils were getting, you know, very pussy, very big. Took him to the doctor umpteen times, giving me prescriptions for antibiotics, penicillin, 10-day course, four times a day. And there just didn't seem to be a let-up in it. And he has eczema as well, so he was getting, you know, frustrated and annoyed that he was being sick so much. So it was annoying his eczema as well, to the point where he had to go to a dermatologist because of it in the Royal. But the tonsils kept happening, and, you know, umpteen times I took him, bypassed the GP and took him straight to the Royal, and they just handed me, you know, antibiotics again. I said to them, what do I do about this? Because this is happening, you know, far too much. It's like the doctors say you have to have it 6 or 7 times in 1 year to be referred to ENT. He had it more than that.
How long did this go on for until you actually got to see an ENT specialist?
How long? At least a year, maybe more. You know, if he was 6 months old, and I'd say he was about 2 then when we seen the doctor, he sent him away for another 6 months, and then he started the sleep apnea, and I didn't know. I just thought my child's not breathing in his sleep. You know, this is not right. Within 2 weeks or so, there was an appointment. They brought his appointment forward from the 6 months, and he took one look at his, and I had recordings of it. He listened to the recordings, took one look at his tonsils and said they need to come out, but Mason needs to stay in overnight because of his age. And I said, that's dead on. But he said to me, you need to keep him in tip-top condition, because if there's a cancellation and I ring you and he's sick, I can't do it. I need to move on. So, you know, you have the stress of, you know, trying to keep him in tip-top condition.
The ENT specialist said definitely needs the operation.
Yep.
That was around about 3 years old. So how long has he been waiting now for this operation?
He's been waiting. It's coming up to a year and a half now. He was sick there last weekend, and I went to the Beldoc. The Beldoc has given me prescriptions now without even seeing him, because he knows. And he developed this rash after being on the penicillin for a couple of days. Didn't know what to do. I rubbed the glass over it. It didn't disappear. He ended up in the Royal on Tuesday. They thought he had septicemia. And still nobody seems to think that they need to do anything to help this child, you know.
And in the meantime, while you're waiting for the tonsils to be taken out, he is having these...
Yeah.
He's having tonsillitis.
From Christmas Eve night, I ended up going to the Beldoc to get more medication for him. Till the 1st of February, he was on 4 doses of penicillin, which is a 10-day course each time. So there was school was missed that whole time, because he has to be off 3 days with the antibiotic taking effect before he can go back, obviously in case he infects anybody else. And I rung them and I said to them, look, he's suffering here. Can you tell me how far down the waiting list he is, just so we know how long we're waiting? You know, I could see through it if he wasn't having it all the time, and, you know, he wasn't always sick and missing school, and it's affecting his daily life. You know, he can't eat with it. He's just drinking. He's miserable. He can't sleep. He's up 6 or 7 times in the night because with the sleep apnea, he just wakes up, you know, trying to gasp for air. So it's disrupting his sleep. It's disrupting his eating, his school. He's constantly... The child doesn't know what it feels like to not have any pain there. There's always some degree of pain there, and he'll tell you, you know, the more he's getting older, I'm ouchy, I'm sore. And there's nothing I can do about it except give him the medication and do what I'm doing. And it just seems these people who are meant to help him aren't.
Well, the Belfast Trust have contacted us with a statement. They say they regret any patient having to wait for treatment. They're essentially saying that demand is outstripping supply, and in spite of the best efforts of their staff, they say routine ENT patients are experiencing a much longer wait for surgery than they would like. They say that there's immense pressure sustained by the emergency and acute services during the last winter, and that has had a knock-on effect on people waiting for planned procedures. They say staff and theatre space were diverted to care for patients needing emergency and urgent and cancer surgery, and unfortunately that this is at the expense of people waiting for routine planned surgery. My goodness, you could do a story every single day, couldn't you, in this show about the National Health Service.